So, what is your name?
Albert Francis Briggs.
Where were you born?
St. Anne Street, Beckenham.
What did your parents do for a living?
My father worked at Liverpool Tunnel. Mother didn't do any work. Housewife.
Where did you go to school?
St. Lawrence's, Birkenhead, and then St. Hugh's, Birkenhead.
So how long have you supported Everton FC?
Since 1947.
Why Everton FC?
My dad was an Evertonian. The whole family had been Evertonians. Four brothers and three sisters.
What was your first Everton game?
I can't remember that actually. I think my dad took me over when I was very small, so I couldn't remember exactly which one.
Who did you go with?
With my dad. Pardon?
How did you get there?
Well, we either went bus down to Woodside and the ferry over, and then the bus up to Everton, or we were later on, we'd get the train through to Victoria Monument. And used to run buses from there to Everton.
So when roughly do you think was your first game then you went to see?
Well, it was the 1947 season when the football all started again.
Yeah.
So it would have been the first home match that Everton played.
Yeah. Who's your favourite player of the past?
Well, I've got a couple, but I think the Golden Vision was one of my favourites. Alex Young. Gabriel was another one of mine. And Alex Parker.
What did you like about those players?
Well, what's the name? The Golden Vision, his football, his trickery, he's absolutely fantastic. And Parker, because he was such a great defender up and down that wing, like, you know.
They said he was one of the best fullbacks ever in the battle in British football as well.
That's right, that's right. He was the team actually. He was the team. He was a second hand defender.
Yeah. A proper old fashioned fullback.
Down. So tough on the tackle, yeah.
Have you ever met a player?
Yeah, strangely enough. I used to belong to St. Lawrence's CYMS club, and what's the name, came on a visit, Tommy Evanson and Peter Farrell one time. So I was talking to them while we were having a drink.
Who's your favourite player now?
Oh, Arteta. Such a good football brain, everything, isn't he? You know, he is the does all the controlling of the team, isn't he, really?
Who else do you admire at the moment?
Oh, of course, Pienaar. I like Fellaini. Unfortunately, he's crocked at the moment, isn't he? I'm trying to remember now the other ones. So many, like, you know. I can't just think at the moment.
Who was your favourite Everton manager of the past?
Well, I think Captain Cozzi was the most successful one, as far as I can remember. I think he got us more honours than any of the others did, like that. And I like Walter Smith at the end, because I think Walter Smith was the one who got our present manager. He put in a good word for him, and Everton went for him.
How's going to the match changed over the years, like ticket prices, programmes, half time food, and the behaviour of fans?
Well, I've had a car for a long time, so I just come by car through the tunnel, then up Scotty Road, and try and find somewhere to park around Everton line. I haven't really noticed much about the prices, really, or the programs.
What was your most ever memorable Everton match?
Well, there was two actually. There's the 66 Cup final, and there was one we played when we were in the second division. We played Plymouth Argyle and we won 9-4.
How has the ground changed? Like parking, like and stands, terraces, seating?
Well, the parking is, it's just chance to get, try and get here somewhere and find somewhere where you know you might be able to park and just keep going there, can't we? And what else is it?
Like how the ground has changed, like the stands and the
Oh yes, well of course, I can remember the old stands where you stood up, it was like you're in an opera house and you felt as though you were going to fall forward, like kind of thing, you know. Of course, they were all hard wooden seats, whereas now they've got nice plush seats, haven't they?
What does the Merseyside derby mean to you?
Oh, I'll take it if we got beaten, joy if we won. Bragging rights.
Do you have any match day rituals?
No. Just make sure I get there in good time. Not too early, not too late.
What's the furthest match you've been to?
Well, I suppose Wembley, really. That was the furthest. I mean, I used to bid all round Man United and Leeds and places like that all around Lancashire and Burnley, Bolton, been to all those when they were in the second division there, and the first.
What's your favourite away ground and why?
Sheffield United, because when Everton come back up after winning after they've been relegated, they came up after the third season, and the first match they played was at Sheffield United's ground, and we won 5-2.
Was that in the 1950s, was it?
Could have been.
Because
we'd gone down, hadn't we? And then we were down for three seasons, and we come up, so it probably was in the 50s, yeah.
Well, even though they say it wasn't a very exciting time for Everton in the 50s, you know, like trophy-wise, but they had a good team, didn't they, as well?
They had several good teams, didn't they? You know, they just seemed to collect players, especially the Scottish players, like I say, like Jimmy Gabriel, he was great, and Parker, and it was always the Scottish, like the Golden Vision. I think they had the best team when they had a couple of Scottish players.
Have you been to any internationals? Like, did you see any of the World Cup matches in 1966?
Yes, I was lucky enough to see a few of those. It's when I first saw it was Brazil playing Hungary, and Pelé was playing. And then another match, it was Portugal, and it was the Eusebio, the black pearl, he was playing. And a few of those were famous names, which I don't remember, but like I said to you, I've kept all the names for those matches, programs, and all, and give them to Mark. So,
what do you think about the idea of Everton and Liverpool sharing a ground?
Well, I can think it's a good thing in one way, but I think the both sets of supporters, I think myself, the majority wouldn't like it. I think if you had a poll or something like that, you'd find that Everton and Liverpool would prefer to have their own ground. I think, you know, financially it could be a good idea, that might have to happen, but I don't think so for a long time.
What do you think about football at the moment? Do you think it's become too commercial?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's just, it's well, look at all these different people who are coming in, buying up clubs, and it's just for the money, isn't it? I mean, you need to go look at Man United and Liverpool and other clubs. You're getting these, what do you call these people? Not football supporters, they're just out to make money kind of thing, aren't they, you know? So, which I think is a bad thing.
Look at Portsmouth.
Yeah. Yep. That's another little thing about the situation. I mean, we're now in a position where we nearly had a team from the Premier League, Portsmouth. We don't know yet. They might have to go out of the league, which will be the first time, and that's a very bad sign, isn't it?
Can you tell me an Everton fact or story that most people haven't heard before?
I have to think about it now. I can think of one. It goes back to when we were in the lower league, and they were away to Oldham.
Was that the old second division, was it?
Yeah, yeah. And they were away. So I was I came into the pub where they had it on, what's the name? Not on radio kind of thing, and the half time score was Everton 4, Oldham 0. So that really, because I knew we were back in an eye of the position like now. So that was a good night. So I think I got drunk that night.
And why not?
And why not?
Why not? Bert Spiggs.
Go.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
What is your name?
Albert Francis Spriggs.
Where were you born?
St Anne Street, Birkenhead.
When were you born?
16th of November 1929.
What did your parents do for a living?
My dad worked for the in the Birkenhead Tunnel. Mum never worked, she was a housewife.
Where did you go to school?
Junior, St Lawrence's, and then to St Hugh's.
How long have you supported Everton FC?
Since the first season after the war, it was 47.
Why Everton FC?
Well, my whole family have been Everton supporters, especially my dad. I had four brothers and even the sisters, were three sisters, we were all Everton supporters. We had a picture on the wall which Everton's cup winning team was 33 for years.
And your house is painted blue and white as well, isn't it?
It is now, yeah.
So they're all rubbed off on you?
Pardon?
They're all rubbed off on you from your family?
Oh, yes, yeah.
What was your first Everton game? And who did you go with and how did you get there?
Can't remember, actually. It can only be the, like I was saying, that when they come back into the top division and the first home match they played at Goodison, and I can't remember what that was, actually.
Who's your favourite Everton player of the past?
Player? The Golden Vision, of course, Alex Young. He was the best. I thought, anyway.
What did you like about him? Like?
Well, his football skill. You know, he could beat other players, and he could make goal attempts and things like that. There's a little story there, because where I used to stand, there was this great big docker, and I think he scored a goal one time, and this docker, he said, if I came home from work and found him in bed with my wife, I'd chuck him in.
Who's your favourite Everton player now?
Arteta. Because he's, in a way, he's the architect, isn't he? you know, the playmaker and everything like that. He can score them and make them, and he's what's his name, great free kick expert.
Any other sort of players you admire as well at the moment?
Yeah, Pienaar, well, present one, Pienaar, and in the past I liked Alex Parker and Jimmy Gabriel. They were terrific players.
Was that Alex Parker? Was a good full-back and attacker?
Fantastic, fantastic player.
Probably the best British full-back in the country.
He was worth two or three men.
Scott?
Yeah.
Have you ever met a player?
Yeah, I met two actually. In my local CYMS club, and Peter Farrell and Tommy Eddington were there having a drink at the bar when I was introduced to them. Yeah.
Did you have a good conversation with them?
Yeah, we had a very good conversation, yes.
Who's your favourite manager of the past?
Well, I think the one I like the best because he was the most successful was Harry Kattrick.
What did you like about Kattrick's style?
I think he was a down-to-earth guy, and you know, he didn't take fools lightly. He liked to be just. I mean, if he saw a player who needed a bit of a pat on the shoulder, he would do that. But if you saw a player who wasn't up to scratch, but he'd certainly let him know, like, kind of thing, you know.
What was your most memorable Everton match?
Like I say, there was two. There was the 1966 Cup Final, and then there was this particular league match when they were in the lower league and they beat Plymouth Argyle 9-4.
Was that the old second division, was it?
Mm.
9 goals, that's quite something, isn't it?
13. What I'm worried about there is when he shot them up, it's not bad, is it? 13.
How's going to the match changed over the years, like ticket prices, programmes, half-time food, the behaviour of fans?
Well, when I first started going, you had to go by tram. That's the first thing that changed. And then later on in the years, it was buses. And then I got a car later than that. What was the other bit?
Like programmes and half-time food, I think that's changed. Ticket prices.
Well, I didn't actually get a season ticket until I was in my 50s or 60s, you know.
Do you think the behaviour of fans has changed much?
Yeah. Yes. I had the season ticket in Gladys Street stand, and some of the language that was coming from young lads and things like that, and blokes with their wives and kids and everything, was very bad.
I think some people go a bit over the top sometimes, don't they?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
I know you're passionate about your club, but it's going a bit too over the top.
Yeah.
Too many angry pills.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I mean, years ago we all used to shout at different players, of course. But now it's not just that kind of anger. Now it's really vicious and, as I say, not necessarily really. Don't think it does any good.
How do you think the ground has changed, like parking stands or terraces or seating?
Well, I seem to remember one time I was in the old Everton ground, and I was in the what do you call that one part of the ground? Got a special name.
Bullens Road. Paddock enclosure.
Paddock enclosure, and I was there one year, and I was standing there, and I had a newspaper reading it. I was quite comfortable. And then I found out the next day what the attendance was. It was 92,000.
You wouldn't get that now, would you?
Never.
What do you think about the style of the actual ground, like seating or terraces? I think that's changed.
Well, I was in the terraces and when I first started to go. And then I used to go to the stands when I could, like Canley, but it was usually all standing in the and then behind the Gladys Street, around that kind of thing.
It's probably got a lot more modern, hasn't it?
Yeah, of course, got sort of seats now, hasn't it?
Do you have any match day rituals?
I just like to get there in good time. You know, not too early and not too late. Because it's different if you've got a season ticket, because then you can take your time a bit more. But at first when you didn't have one, you have to be there early and getting there in good time.
What does the Merseyside derby mean to you?
It's agony and ecstasy, isn't it, really? Ecstasy when we win and agony when we lose.
So any memorable Merseyside derbies do you remember?
No, I can't really. I know we didn't win enough matches at Liverpool. We seemed to lose more at home than what Liverpool did, because they were the strong team, weren't they? That time we had the money and everything, whereas we weren't.
I think it's still the biggest match of the season.
Pardon?
I think it's still the biggest match of the season.
The derby match? Yeah. Why?
What's the furthest match you've been to?
Well, the furthest really is Wembley. I'm trying to remember that all the other matches were more around Lancashire. You know, when we were in the low division. Bolton, Burnley and Leeds and all around there. I never actually went on any very long ones like that. Well, unless they were cup ties, went to those places because they were cup ties more than if they were at league matches, you know.
Can you remember any further ones you went to, like cup ties?
No. It's all around there.
What's your favourite away ground and why?
Sheffield United. Because that was our first match after we came up from the being relegated, and they won 5-2, Everton. So that was a good day.
That was in the 1950s.
Nice. And the people were nice as well. The supporters.
Sheffield United.
Yeah.
That was in the 1950s, yeah.
Yeah.
Because even though, like, we'd been relegated in the 1950s and we never won a trophy, we were still a good team, weren't we, in the 1950s?
Yeah, we were down for 3 seasons, weren't we?
Still had good players, didn't we?
Yes, we had some local lads, didn't we? John Willie Parker and Davy Hickson.
Have you been to any internationals? Did you see the World Cup matches in 1966?
Yeah, I was lucky enough to get tickets for the World Cup, and I saw Brazil playing Hungary, and I saw Pelé, and then the other match was Portugal versus can't remember the other team now.
Bulgaria? Bulgaria?
No, they weren't in our group. At least I don't know.
Who do you remember playing for Portugal then?
What's his name? Pelé. No, not Pelé, sorry. They call them the Black Pearl, wasn't they? Eusebio.
What did you reckon of those players? Like,
oh, fantastic!
Were they as good as the made out
of it? Some of the football when he was marvellous. Yeah, marvellous.
They were quite powerful as well, weren't they?
Oh yeah.
Especially Eusebio as well, was he? Mm.
But I was impressed by Hungary actually, because that's I don't know whether it wasn't long after that Hungary team came to England, didn't they? And they hammered England and home and away. So they must have been just on the way up at that time.
What do you think about the idea of Everton and Liverpool sharing the ground?
Well, I can see the sense of it in one respect, but I don't think it'll happen because I don't think you'll get enough Everton and Liverpool supporters who would go for it. I know there are quite a few, but you wouldn't get an overwhelming lots of people who would go for that.
Has football become too commercial these days?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I mean, all these pretty entrepreneurs buying clubs, and they're just doing it just for the money. They don't give a hoot about the what could happen to the club, like Portsmouth. Look what happened to Portsmouth. They could be out of the league, and it's all down to money, really.
Because there is a lot of other teams in debt, isn't it?
West Ham. West Ham and who's the other one? Leeds had a bad time, but I think they're all right now, I don't know. But, well, of the big clubs, you've got Man United, you've got Liverpool, haven't you? I mean, they've got these big debts, can't they? Haven't they?
How do you think the commercial side has damaged the game? Like, for the fans?
I think it's just not the same anymore now. I think the joy has gone out of us. There's now, you know, once upon a time we used to have a good laugh and joke with even rival supporters and things like that. But now I've heard rival fans shouting, break his leg, or something like that, like really nasty, yeah.
Can you tell me an Everton fact or story that most people haven't heard before?
Well, it's that one. I think I told you before. It's about this docker who's standing by in the crowd, and the Golden Vision was on doing his ticket. He just scored a goal, and this big docker just come out and said, "If I found him with my bed with wife when I got home, I'd chuck him in it," which I'm sure a few would agree with.
Beth, thanks very much.
Okay.